Samantha, did you enjoy the weekend?
I did, yes.
Good. Glad to hear. Obviously, it was a busy weekend. A lot going on through our community, especially in Sutherland, the Lincoln County 4th of July capital, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, rodeos and hamburger feeds and parades and all sorts of fun stuff. I didn't get a chance to enjoy it this year, but
I did participate in the run yesterday morning.
Oh, good for you.
Too, so, well, it was more of a jog maybe or a walk for me, but I made it at least. So.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, it's amazing what Sutherland does and has a big economic boost for the area. And of course, speaking of economic boosts, the Nebraska Land Days Festival came to a conclusion. Do we have any preliminary numbers from the Visitors Bureau yet?
Not that I've seen yet anyways, but I mean, I'm sure they'll be in here pretty soon. Sometimes it takes a while for our partners to get numbers back to us as well. So
They've got quite a bit on their plate still.
Yes, absolutely.
Busy summer travel season is just beginning.
Pretty much, yes. I mean, typically July and August are the busier months outside of Nebraska Land Days.
Sure. Now, we look at it, too. We have a lot going on locally in the sports tourism side, which is really your cup of tea.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a lot going on. July actually kind of slows down a little bit just because it's so darn hot in North Platte.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're gearing up for our big boxing tournament, the Buffalo Bill Brawl, coming up at the end of August. And so we've got a lot of local boxers, local fighters competing in that, so we're really excited. You know, we're looking at 100 to 200 boxers coming in for that. So, actually we've done a really good job partnering with USA Boxing this year, and they're actually kind of featuring us as their grassroots event. So,
Cool.
So we're going to be featured, throughout the USA Boxing. They're bringing a bunch of officials down to kind of watch us, I guess. So that'll be very exciting. And then come September, you know, between high school rodeos and college rodeos and things like that, not to mention our avocado launching that's back on the calendar.
This is a unique event too. So give us the Reader's Digest for folks that haven't heard about this launch yet.
So it's a unique event for sure. You know, North Platte prides itself on unique events. And
Absolutely.
Here we go. So avocado launching is exactly what it sounds like. You are launching an avocado. It's going to be out at the Wild West Arena. And so you're going to be launching the avocado with some sort of mechanism. This can be a slingshot, a trebuchet, you just have to kind of, a catapult. Yes.
Okay.
So there are rules. I mean, there's no flames, no CO2, no, you know, any kind of that type of stuff. It's basically.
Don't want anybody hitting the mansion. Want to keep it in the arena.
Right. Please. Yes. And we're actually, you know, North Platte prides itself on tanking.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Our targets are cattle tanks.
Only makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have targets at the end of the arena, and you'll be shooting between 150 and I think 230 feet.
Oh, cool.
And so you've got to hit the target, and each target or tank is worth a number of points. Whoever gets the most points moves on into the tournament. Since we had to postpone from the May event, we've actually optimize the opportunity of tagging it onto the Western Nebraska Beer Festival out at Powell's.
Oh, cool.
So both of the events will be held the same day, September 10th, Saturday. So the launching will be in the morning, and then we give everybody the time to go and enjoy the beer festival in the afternoon.
Awesome. Again, Samantha Geisler joining us on behalf of the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. And back to the Buffalo Bill Brawl. Is this year number three?
This is number three.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. And that COVID year thrown in there, too. We were one of the very few that were able to get this honor in.
Yes.
And a lot of individuals that are coming throughout the entire region and nation for this event, too. And they're not coming alone. And they're not just using our hotels while they're here, either.
Yeah, so normally they're here for at least 3 days, so the tournament is Saturday and Sunday, but then they have to be here on Friday for a mandatory weigh-in.
Sure.
So, I mean, they're here in our community for 3 days, plus this year we opened it up to a coaches seminar that's going to bring coaches and officials in for an extra 2 days.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, they're going to travel together, so they're going to bring their whole team again, and so they're going to be here for a solid 5 days, which is really awesome.
Might even bring some loved ones with them as well, and they can enjoy some of our wonderful opportunities here locally, tourism-wise.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we are fortunate that it's going to be, we're even fortunate just to have the event.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of years, we've been sandwiched between two national tournaments because COVID, you know, changing everything.
Sure.
And so we're fortunate to keep it on the calendar in August, but we did have to move it to the end of August, so we're a little worried about the back-to-school situation, but, you know, in talking with coaches, they're like, we don't care. We're going to get the kids out of school and we're coming. Yeah. So
after everything we've encountered the past couple of years, the back to school situation seems awfully minor.
Yes, exactly. So, and I don't honestly think that the fuel prices are going to affect anything. They're going to all hop in a van and head up here anyway.
Yeah, they're going to think smarter, not harder, do a little bit of carpooling, save their resources, but that's not going to have much of a factor on us.
No. And, you know, we've seen that kind of nationwide in the travel and tourism and stuff. It's they're just making a vacation out of it. They're not coming for 2 or 3 or 4 days. They're coming for a week, or maybe they are just coming for a couple days, and they're spending different. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not, they might not be going out to eat as much. They might be, you know, packing a picnic or something like that. But, you know, they're still here, mm-hmm. and they're enjoying our community.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the trend nationwide, is the vacations aren't going away. It's just that they're changing a little bit. You might not go as far, might not do as much, but you're still doing something.
Absolutely, yeah.
Samantha, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. It's summer, so we're kicking off everything.
Busy calendar. Yes. Folks can find it at the Visitors Bureau's website, and as always, they can call out if they have any questions,
Absolutely.
Too. And how can they learn about the Buffalo Bill Brawl, specifically in the Avocado Launch, if they want to learn more and potentially participate in either one?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to playnorthplatte.com, there's a link right on the front page to both events that'll take you to where you need to go if you want to sign up and participate on either one of them. The Avocado Launching is $100, and the top prize is like $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's no reason to not participate.
No, it's an investment in a way.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be awfully entertained during the process, too. And is this open for spectators?
It is. Yep. Awesome. And it's free for spectators to come in.
Awesome. That's going to be awfully fun. Maybe get some notes for the next one.
Oh, too, absolutely. So. Yes.
Samantha, appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio this morning.
Yeah, thank you.